It is finally June. Does that mean it's lager season or session IPA season? This is the perfect pour.
Hey, welcome to the perfect pour, episode 461, a show about just things that are fun, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Well, I think that question you just posed, Nick, it's personal. It depends on the, you know, it's for each person. For me, it's session IPA season now. It has begun. We're past Memorial Day. It's session IPA season. Pool beer season, which is session IPA for me, or pails. But, you know, it's fine as a lager, too. Lager guy. Monster, yeah. Just like, this is my time, bro. This is my time. Lager all day. Then that's fine. I mean, I don't know which you would be on that. If you had to choose between session IPA and lager, I don't.
Of all so these it's, years, yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend. Mikey invites me over for a pool.
What do you bring?
And some beers. I open two coolers, two Yetis.
Oh yeah, I've got
one full
up.
One's full of lagers.
I put the Golden Guard credit card to the max, and I bought all lagers and session IPAs and filled it up.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to get back to you on this one.
Oh, see, yeah. See, you didn't even know. I didn't know what you were answering. You don't even know.
I'm thinking,
they're not hazy.
Give me a temperature. That might change my mind.
Oh, okay. We're in 90s, mid 90s.
Mid 90s. Okay.
Dry mid 90s. I mean, it's always dry here. I mean, not always, but 98% of the time.
Dry heat.
It's a dry
heat. I'm going to go session IPA if it's mid-90s.
Oh, all right. But you would change if it was less? If it was 100s, what are you doing in the triple digits?
I'm saying 100s, gold lager.
Wow. You switch over to lagers.
I think that's when you just need something cold.
Right.
You don't care what hops are in at that point. You just get straight to the point, like my nose is doing right now. Crush some cold beers and go float. That.
But like,
even at the flip flop tin,
you almost have to set it up as a treat for like when it's triple digits, like. Like, because I'm thinking like, okay, lager triple digits. But then for me, that would be kind of disappointment. So I need to like have a fun treat. Maybe I'll do.
You want something that cuts like you.
Maybe eat. I'll do cold IPA.
Speaking AKA of.
A hoppy pilsner. Hoppy lager. As long as it's a hoppy lager, I'll do it.
Hoppy lager. Okay.
I love it.
So you're blending.
Gold.
Yeah. I'll do hoppy lagers at triple digits and be happy, but not straight lagers. Straight lagers are too sweet.
Too sweet. Yeah, straight lagers.
What do you got
I am having my first cold IPA.
Oh my gosh.
Cold Synergy from Slice Beer Company.
Wow, that's a good company. That's a Wazoo beer.
This is a Wazoo donation, yes, of course. I like it so far. First sip is a hit.
Oh.
We haven't had any reviews about our slurps in a while. Are we getting better at it, or do people not care
people
anymore?
Are, like, giving up. I think the people that don't like the slurps stop listening. Don't like your allergies and slurps. They stop. So we're just down to the people that can. The
good sound amazing.
core listener that's just core. Like, I don't care what the sounds are. I love the show. I'm going to keep listening. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking New
One Glory.
One star. Totally my style. New Glory, use them or lose them. Hazy double IPA. New one from New Glory I bought at the market. And I'm almost done with it. And I got one waiting in the on-deck circle from Wazoo. We will see it shortly. All right. We got settled in. We know what we're doing. Let's get to the show. Oh, Nick, do you have some culture to throw out there?
It's a light week, so I'm just gonna do some rambling here.
Rambling.
See how far this takes us. So lagers. Man, I didn't know. How do I start this off? Okay. So places that don't sell beer.
Oh, boo. I hate them.
Boo. Yeah.
Hate those places. They always suck.
Places like, that don't sell beer. High school graduations.
Well, I'm at the hot. Oh, yeah. High school graduate. Boo. I want to get fucked up. Looking at my son or daughter, nephew.
How am I supposed to be a good example for them?
I wanted to be all fucked up. Woo! Good job! Who is that? Nobody. I don't know him. Who's that? No, he's up there. He's cheering for you. He definitely knows you. Not me.
Not me.
That's my boy! Right there! Woo! Then falls in the on the bleachers. Oh shit.
Yeah, it's dead quiet. The valedictorian's getting ready to make their speech, and all you hear is someone drop their bottle and it's the tink 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 like rolling down every bleacher row until it hits the bottom.
Ding 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 ding. Nice Bud Light, bro.
Nice Bud Light.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it's probably better that they don't, but I had to sit through graduation with no beer.
Oh, my God. Well, I saw, or you could be that guy. I saw some guy on TikTok or Twitter doing the, like, filling up a Capri Sun, opening up Capri Sun packets and then filling them with whatever mixed drink you made and then taking a flat iron hair iron and
okay
and sealing them back up.
Oh, okay.
That way at the top. So
gotcha. So the problem is not so much do they sell beer. I just don't have very good skills at sneaking it in.
Yes, not. But I'm thinking like this dude that was doing it, it's like a 45 year old dude or something. And he like there's no kids or anything. He's just like, what venue is like fooled by this? Like, I'm taking in 12 Capri Suns here. Like, okay. Like, this is a concert, dude. Like, you're taking 12 Capri Suns to yeah, fucking Sepultura. Yeah. All the kids got to get their Capri Suns. Okay. Yeah. You're fooling us, guy.
All right. There you go. Sneaking in booze recos. That's what we're going to hear in the next voicemail.
Yeah. Yeah. Sneaking in, but like not be obvious, like first level. Like, we fill Capri Sun bags up with the vodka. And that's, it's so always like,
drinking
bad.
Deodorant? What's going on here?
It's always such a shitty experience when you like sneak shit in within a different fucking container.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
It's never gone the way you thought it was going to.
I'm just such a, like, I'm just too hoity-toity when it comes to my vessels.
Only original packaging.
Yeah. I'm not going to drink beer out of a bike water bottle, one of those plastic bike water
bottles. That one is weird. I've done that before. Yeah, that's a strange experience.
It's not, I'm just like, no, this isn't as fun as I thought it was going to be. Like, oh, I'm going to do my bike bottle with fill it with beer. I'm going to ride around town. Nobody's going to know. Then you're just like,
nobody's
gonna you're like drinking this freaking Fresno Air Warm lager on your bike. And you're like, this is good. Bike
water bottle.
Like, wait, you're like, does anyone have a water bottle? Well, what's the matter? You got one right there. Yeah, it's filled with fucking warm lager. Here, you can have it. Can I trade you this for your water bottle?
Uh-huh. So I now realize what the issue is here.
So graduation.
Kind of ruins my bit then, but the next place on the list that doesn't sell booze, the In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's.
And I'm thinking if In-N-Out Burger was to serve beer, what?
Dear Lord, that would be anarchy.
What would
nobody would leave.
Nobody would leave, but I mean, it would probably just be lager, right?
Yeah, that's just all
like,
lager.
It would just say beer on the menu because
there's
no choices at In-N-Out.
In-N-Out's not about one. Choices. They're like, we're doing this. And if you know the secret menu, we'll do that. But we'd rather you just tell us the five things that we have up here. Tell us to do that.
Yeah, we're really good at doing
that. Yeah, what if they just had just a lager? It's like In-N-Out lager. But then was there a secret menu of their beers? So I'm like, can you order like a hazy lager? Like animal style?
Secret hazy lager.
Animal style lager.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'll have the In-N-Out lager, animal style.
Animal style. Does that mean it's a session IPA?
What's funny?
Yeah. In disguise.
What's funny at the In-N-Out, like if you do like a secret menu thing, and you're thinking like, oh, they're gonna react to this or that. They completely take it in stride and have zero reaction to whatever thing you think is really super cool. Like, oh, they're gonna fucking trip out at this, and they're like, blah 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 blah. I'm like, oh, you've heard that before.
Yeah. Then they just yell it back. Animal style fries on deck.
But that's secret. Yes, sir. Please drive
forward. Nobody else is supposed to know. Yeah. Ruined it. Ruined
my experience. Do you have people that ever visit that are just like, I got to go in and out? Like, out of towners, out of staters. Like, pick California people, don't care. But like, anytime
the out of staters we get are me and Ed's fans.
Okay.
They always got to go to me and Ed's.
But are those Fresno natives or those people that not lived in Fresno?
No, they're, well, let's say one is a Fresno native because of school. They went to Fresno State, but they are originally from Oregon. Mm-hmm. From Oregon, Fresno State, and then back to Oregon. So when they visit, they got to hit the Mean Eds. Right. Another one's from the Bay Area who passes through frequently to visit, but lived everywhere but Fresno, San Francisco, Arizona, San Antonio. Still comes back and wants to have Mean Eds.
Ah. So it's usually like native. It's like native people that care about Mean Eds.
Yeah.
And the people from out of town are just like, that's the shittiest pizza I've ever had.
No, for some reason, these guys have fell in love with it. And they used to think it was called Mean Ed's.
Mean Ed's.
Mean Ed's.
That's
not good. Me in Ed's.
Mean Ed's.
Mean Ed's. Let's go to Mean Ed's Pizza.
What other places that suck because they don't have beer?
Other places that suck. The library. No, I don't
know. I don't know. Oh, that'd be nice though. Like if they were like, just serve like In-N-Out, just serve like a one very low ABV beer and like a table beer or something.
A table beer. Yeah. That'd be a good, Like, yeah, bring back the table
beer. And then, like, you couldn't order more than, like, two or whatever, even though that's, like, well,
right.
Just like, hey, you can have a drink here. You're not going to get ripped here, but you can enjoy relaxing beverage in this room. Like, not, like, one specific room. Maybe. A beer garden. Maybe. A beer garden inside the library. Let's go.
Yes. Ooh, a garden, even. An atrium, really. No, and Fresno needs more beer atriums. Let's face it. We get two good weeks a year
atriums.
Climate weather. The rest of the year is too hot or too cold. So atriums. Fresno needs more atriums.
More atriums with beer.
Places that do offer alcohol, but not quite beer. Sonic is releasing a hard seltzer.
Is that right? Sonic Burger is releasing a hard seltzer?
Uh-huh.
They're not going to be available at Sonic, is it?
Yeah, it's available.
To go or like you can sit there, you can have a have a hard seltzer in their drive-through in those little sitting in the parking lot speaker thingies.
Man, I don't know.
Let's see.
Would you get a lemon up seltzer? Sure. Oh no, they do the cherry limeade.
Huh. Yeah. Cherry limeade. I mean,
I think Lemon Up is an In-N-Out secret.
That'd be a one reason for me to have a hard seltzer. It's like it's available at Sonic, so I'm like, all right, I'm going to Sonic anyway.
Throw in some.
Give me what alcohol thing you have here. I'm not used to drinking alcohol at a burger place, so. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'll look out for it. Because I do. Hey. I have I feel like anyone that has a 13-year-old that knows this, like, that wants to constantly, every single day, wants to go get a drink or somewhere. Like, you know, tea. A Sonic drink, anything. This is the number one thing right now. So I do occasionally go to Sonic for this, and that would be something, I guess. Like, that is getting alcohol. Okay.
I don't like going to
Sonic anymore. Daddy gets ripped.
Damn it.
Hey, babe, you want to go to Sonic? I'll take you to Sonic. Yeah. No, I'm good, Dad. Oh, man.
Friday night, going to the Sonic.
Hey, man, Sonic's big in Midwest. Like, there's some, you know, I lived in small town Kansas a little bit, and the Sonic Burger is where it's at.
They're doing surprisingly well here. All the ones that they've ever put in the valley are still operating. Like, I don't know any that have been either vacated or turned into a Mexican restaurant.
Blackstone Sonic or West Shaw Sonic?
Oh, Blackstone Sonic.
Oh. You like to cruise.
That's right. Cruise the strip, pull in.
Shaw's never really taken off as a cruising avenue. I mean, we used to do it back in the day when you would get bored with Black, like nothing was going happening in Blackstone.
Like, oh, let's all the try. Girls have turned you down. Yeah, so.
Yep. Rejected by all the Blackstone girls. I'm like, let's try Shaw.
Let's try Shaw.
Not a lot happened.
I think, the feel's different. I don't think there's as many buildings right on the street. Mm-hmm. To give it the feel.
Yeah, sorry. Fresno's a small city. We used to cruise when we were before 21.
Yeah.
That was our thing to do before we were 21.
They still do.
All right. Good,
good. Oh, tangent sign update. Bingo Donuts has a brand new sign.
Oh, whoa. Why did they get a new sign? They already had a big old sign.
I don't know. They needed a new sign.
Is it like good?
Nah, it's okay. It's better than the last one, but okay. Not iconic, really.
Okay.
But we got scared. We thought, oh, shit, they're gone. Mm-hmm. Like some other business bought it up.
Yep.
And nope, still Bingo Donuts.
Or my sound, my
hashtag best donuts in Fresno.
Oh, okay. I'm not gonna disagree, but
I'll start that Twitter fight.
Ooh, I like our neighborhood. The one at Herndon in a West.
Judy's.
And then they do
the cool little mini donuts.
Yeah, one here at Bullard and West is. Fancy donuts. It's fun.
Fancy burger. Yeah, they got the fun ones like the cereal, breakfast cereal donuts. Tangent.
I've been having all the sound drops stuff has been down right now. I'm trying to get it back up, but yeah, all right. Now I think we're back. All right.
Yes, it happened. I don't know if we missed this and or. Oh, go for it. Do it. I love gold.
I love gold.
New beer. From Wazoo Cornet donated. Or from Urban Roots Brewing, Rising Together Unfiltered IPA is a Sacramento Brewers Guild beer, 7.0%, an unfiltered IPA. Nice aroma. Excellent. A little pilsnery, if you ask me. Now I'm got pilsner on the head.
Now you got pills.
Wait, what are we talking about? We're still on places that suck because they don't have beer.
All of Fresno sandwich shops. Speaking of places that do sell beer that maybe shouldn't, have you ever been to the barbershop beer, like one of these barbershops that serve beer while you're getting your hair cut?
I didn't know that was a thing. I don't think
we have a couple now.
Oh, okay. Like legally?
Yeah.
They don't like check the room. Like, looks like everyone's cool here. Like, who wants a beer?
Yeah, no. Hey, would you like a Capri Sun, sir?
Wink. It's a Capri Sun.
Trust me, you want this, wink. While you get your hair cut, it's totally safe.
Yep. As long as the guy got near
we have. Sculpin Sunrise Capri Sun. We have
Sculpin Sunrise. Yes. Yeah.
I have not done that either. No, but.
I never go into barbershops, really. I don't have a barbershop.
Just do a Flo-Bee.
They always Flo-Bee at home. Yep. That's all I do. Get a Lobby and vacuum my hair and cut it that way. Nobody cares.
Nobody said anything in 10 years.
Nope. Nobody's looking at my hair. As long as there's still some of it up there, I guess.
I wonder if certain watch shops serve beer in town.
I'll just say that they might have a refrigerator. They don't serve it, but
it's not for public consumption.
Right.
The Dutch Brothers still does not serve alcohol.
Bastards. Every once in a while, I get in line there. I'm just like, hey, can I help you, sir? Yeah, when you guys getting alcohol? I don't think we are. Okay. I just do that about once a month.
What can I get you, though?
Nothing. Nothing now.
Yeah. Like the internet meme. Hi, welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you? I'll take a beer. I'm sorry, sir. We don't have that here. Home. I'm sorry. A Mick beer.
Oh, I'm sorry. A Mick beer. Oh, I'm sorry. What is a beer?
What is a beer? Yeah. Yes. The beer bar is so hipster, you have to order your beer in the form of a question. Potent Potables, 800.
Your mother, Trebek. That's not what your mother said last night, Trebek.
Oh, God. I can't sit back like that. I start getting
easy. Lazy. Everyone, be careful. However you're listening to this show right now, be careful how you're sitting.
Yeah. Watch your latitude. Wait, no, they're supposed to relax. We have to work.
Yeah, we're at work right now.
Okay. I don't know if we talked about this or if you talked about it and I checked out. The Grizzlies, the famous Fresno City Grizzlies.
Minor league baseball team, Fresno Grizzlies.
Tioga Colorado did a Avalanche tribute to them with the Grizzly City Ale.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Did you get it?
I saw it. No, I haven't got it. I haven't been down to Tioga in a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, hip-hop artist Fashawn is from Fresno. And he has his own nickname for it called Grizzly City. And that kind of took off, and it's kind of a play off of the Fresno Grizzlies and also just sort of like the sort of the MO of the city. Like it does feel like Fresno thing, Grizzly City. It is a good name nickname for it anyway. Yeah. Even without the Fresno Grizzlies tie-in, but that's what Fashawn kind of coined as a nickname for Fresno's Grizzly City. And now Tioga has teamed up with the Grizzlies and with Fashawn. And we got Fashawn beer now.
Dang. Ultra meta.
Yeah.
Meta Fresno.
It's like an ale, so right? It's like a root. Like a strong ale? Or
just it just
like,
says ale. Like ale. I'm looking for the tasting notes. And
which I'm behind the Fuse Fest. We made a strong ale with Tioga.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, 1 year we did a Tioga did a Fuse Fest beer, and it was a strong ale. Man.
And I do not have that can.
I had some influence on that. I don't know why I pushed for strong ale, but I know I think it.
You wanted to get
might have been Adrian that did that, but. I don't know. I like to take credit, though.
So that's, I mean, that's kind of cool. Yeah. It's what happens when businesses are local enough to talk to each other directly and work with each other.
Mm-hmm. You're a fan of Fashawn. There's a Fashawn beer here in town.
I'm sure it's popular with professional sports too in the city they're from, and the brewery that's the brewery that's notable they're in the city.
Smart, I think, they do that. I feel like I don't see that much. I feel like I don't see the collab official collabing with a craft brewer in town. I feel like it's not around that much.
Oh, okay.
That I see.
I feel like Anchor Steam did one with the Giants.
Yeah.
So is that two? Are those two making me think that this is a thing and it's not really?
Maybe. I'm not saying it's not a thing, but it's like not as prevalent as you think. Like,
yeah. Like Ale Smith and the 395.
Yeah, but like, I don't think, I mean, I definitely might be wrong. Our San Diego friends might say something different, but I never thought that was like the Padres were in on that or that they. I mean, they might be, but I feel like that was just Ale Smith did that.
We're just going to do this.
But they might have had like the Tony Gwynn people might have had to have signed off on that. Because Tony Gwynn's passed away, but like they're.
His foundation.
Yeah, whoever represents his image.
Or his estate,
I guess. Well, his estate, yes. So, but I, you know, it feels like that's sort of an underserved market, is maybe because athletes don't want to have their name associated with beer. Oh. I don't know, but it really feels like it could have been, there should be way more like officially endorsed basketball, baseball, football, hockey beers.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough celeb beers in general.
So, yeah, that's culture. Oh, looking out for, I guess, if you want to have some beers at Barrel House with me, I'll be at Barrel House this weekend watching the Chicken and Whiskey Band.
Ooh, appearing live at Barrel
Friday
House.
Friday night,
this tonight. You're listening to this on the tonight. Friday?
Tonight. That's right. Plenty of time to get
Barrel
to
Barrel House in Fresno, California.
Fresno should just change its name already.
Yeah, just Northeast Fresno should just change the name to River Park. Well, I've already said that Northeast Fresno should change the name to North Clovis, West Clovis.
West Clovis.
Yeah, go to what times are set? Do you know, Nick?
What time's the set?
Whiskey, chicken.
The cassette?
Cassette.
June 3rd, 8:30 to 11:30.
Oh, they're just going to be playing, hanging out.
Yeah, all right. That's right.
That's good. It's not
after
like club
dinner music.
It's not like a Club Fred time where it's like, it's going to be 2 hours behind.
Right.
Show starts at 9:30. It's like 11, and there's still the first band still freaking doing their sound check. A stupid drummer and his. You really need to mic that.
Yeah.
Drum.
It's a venue for 30 people. Do you need microphones?
Do. Like what's the board guy tuning in there when you're hitting that bass like for like a minute straight of just like what's he fine tuning there? Like the mic's on, that's enough. You're good.
You got it. Drums naturally make a lot of sound. You don't need help. Until the guy with the half stack shows up. Sir, you're not in Slayer. You don't need that much amplification.
No, bro, I do. It's called metal?
Oh, full stack. Okay, now you're just showing up. Mm-hmm.
Chug, chug, chug.
Chug, chug.
Nope. Guitarists will never, they'll just never put get the volume down. It's always, everything's 10, 11. Like, dude, you don't need to be that fucking loud.
No. Turn it up. Oh, you said turn it up. Okay, no, got it.
Turn it up.
I can still hear the bass. Hold on, let me turn it up.
No, wait, wait. Wait, I can still hear the singer a little bit. Let me turn it up.
Let me turn it up.
No, there you go. Now I can't hear him.
Can I have more guitar in the monitor? I can't hear him.
Can I have more guitar in the monitor? I'm starting to hear other instruments.
Yeah. Not sure what's going on here, what these other sounds are, but I don't like them. Can you just turn everything up?
I just want to hear me playing.
I just want to hear me.
All right, we good?
Yeah, we good.
We good.
My rambling's out of gas, and gas is expensive.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
We like the listeners of the show to participate in the show. Give us some contact. Give us a poor report. You can do that yourself. You can do that two different ways. You can call 559-492-0542. That's 24/7 voicemail line. It picks up, lets you leave a 3-minute or less message for us, give us a poor report, or you can just do it yourself, record it yourself, and send that recording to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com, or you can just email us something and we'll read that as well. So speaking of, I want to start with Nick might have this as well, but I'm going to step in front of Nick and read it myself because I'm so freaking excited. So, lately, I've been getting like this little report that, we're on Iceland's food podcast charts and
yes,
and we're ranking high in their food podcast. So I'm okay. Just like, is this real? Like, is this some fake thing? Like, is there right. Anyone?
Are we? Yeah, are these bots that are trolling?
Yeah, these
us?
Bots that say, "Oh, you're totally big in Belgium than Iceland." I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And I've been
send us $5 to find out how big.
And. Look what I got a direct message on Untappd, and here it is. Hello, Mikey. I'm brewing. My name is Hirner. I'm sorry if I messed that up, but I go by Vito, and I am the Icelandic guy that listens every week for the past, for the last 5 years.
Whoa.
Around the same time I stopped my day job and went full-time as a brewer for the brewery that I co-own. Love the show and it helps the long days go by. If any of the listeners or the golden gods are coming to Iceland, go to the islands outside of Iceland named Vestmajerjar. Hopefully that's somewhat decent. And let's have a get it. The Brothers Brewery has gone a long way since I started listening to you guys. And he left Nick a message as well. And hopefully you guys get this. Keep up the good work. Bye. And he's saying, sorry about my messy English, but it was pretty spot on. And this is Vito from the Brothers Brewery. And you can find the Brothers Brewery on Untappd. They search the Brothers Brewery, and it's a microbrewery, and it's in Vestmannaeyjar, Suðuroyland, Iceland. So it sounds like he's on one of Iceland's islands, which is pretty freaking rad. And I'm going to spell it out so you can get it, because I want everyone like that's on the tap following this brewery. Vestmannaeyjar. So if you look for the Brothers Brewery and that, I'm sure you'll find it. And that's very cool. Thank you, Vito. And they're also on Instagram. The brewery is the Brothers Brewery. Just the @ the Brothers Brewery. and you'll find them. See where they're at, and then your next Iceland visit, you can plan to get it there at the Brothers Brewery. And that would be, I mean, that you want to get it of the year. I mean, everybody's competing for get it of the year right now.
Iceland get
it. Ooh, if you do an Iceland get it, that's, you're right up there. You're automatically in the, you know, the nominee. You're a nominee. I don't care how small the get it is. If you do it in Iceland.
Ooh. Well, it's got to be two or more, so.
All you need is two. So if you have Vito and any listener there at the Brothers Brewery, that's going to be a high ranking get it right there. And I recently just saw, I just saw today, ironically, the Hop Hiker on Instagram. He is in Iceland and taking a bunch of pictures with beer on like, you know, Iceland, like outdoor Iceland shots. So it was just funny how I was nice. Like, at the same time, see, just randomly see somebody I follow on Instagram at Iceland. So that was pretty cool. I'm very, very thankful to,
yeah, it happened
to Vito.
We made contact. We
actually at least have one Icelandic listener. Woo!
Hell yeah.
I need to send him some stickers. I want to see some Purple Pour stickers in Iceland somewhere.
In Iceland. How do we get those through customs?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not getting those through customs, bro. All right, we're doing voicemails, but this is a very appropriate. We always seem to come up with like a couple of like weird coincidences happen each episode that are unplanned. Mm-hmm. And here's another one. As here is an email from guess who? Ed from Wales.
Ed from Wales. No way. Hi guys,
I hope you're all doing fine. I just wanted to say apologies for having to cancel my Patreon. Oh, don't worry about that.
Oh.
Economy binding. Oh, gosh. Yes. Yeah, Ed, don't worry about us, man. Ed needs the money more than us.
Oh,
so,
yes.
You know,
yeah, just, don't give us money you need.
Yeah.
We appreciate everything, but.
Ed was having to make some cuts, so I'm just like, yeah, when it. If you have to make cuts, if you're in a position where you gotta make cuts, do not worry about us, but it's extremely appreciated.
If you're stealing your kids' Capri Sun packets to fill them with booze.
Call, just say thanks for the good times and keep up the good work. And you know, just saying sorry about not being a golden god at the moment. So don't, hey, Ed, thank you. Ed. I appreciate all the support. The years, we just wanted to hear that you're still out there listening. That's all. So thank you.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean,
that's always a worry about when that golden god drops out and I don't know what's going on. I'm just like, oh no, did they stop? I'm more worried about them
right.
not listening.
Did we make you mad or are you just
I'm not worried in about a tough the, spot? Yeah, I'm not worried about the money loss really. It's the,
no.
Oh my gosh, did this person just like fuck these guys and like drop out?
Yeah.
So that now that we know you're still listening in, we're
did we not mention whales enough? Do we need to talk
more whales talk?
More whales talk.
Hey, give us a whales reco next time when you get a chance. Just send a reco that we can give out to the listeners.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm driving. Hey, it's
yes.
Wazzy Corvette. I just want to drop a line. Say, how you doing? Good? Yeah?
Yeah. But that
good.
Super.
It's Saturday. My daughter got to walk across the graduation stage for high school last night,
which Capri was pretty friggin'
cool. And the best part was that they didn't have assigned seating, so she got to sit with her buddies and enjoy the whole thing, which is pretty friggin' awesome.
That's cool.
She immediately got on a bus and went to Disneyland. That's where she is right now on Saturday, enjoying the Disneylands. And got a couple texts from her. Hey, pretty awesome. Pretty friggin' awesome. Proud of my girl. My buddy today opened his new brewery in a little town called Cameron Park, which is about, 8-10 miles from Folsom, maybe less, called Camarado Brewing. Little place. He's a buddy. He lives down the road. His daughter and my daughter used to play soccer together. He was home brewer and, you know, just made beer that he drank and drank beer that he liked to make. And so he said, I retired. I'm going to open a little brewery. And he sure the heck did it. Today's their first day. 5 beers on tap. Everything was drinkable and tasty. Sure, everything always needs a little tweak here and there when you first open. But you know what? It's drinkable. And you know what? Guys, guess what's showing up at your doorstep in probably another week? You're going to get some of their beer.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Watch out for some Camarado Brewing beer.
Don't tell Nick.
Outside of that, I get to head off next week, heading to Georgia, going to the Rec Tech Academy, what I like to call barbecue camp, which is going to be 3 days of pellet smoker barbecuing and beers just outside of Atlanta. But
are you hearing
the exciting
this,
part is my buddy and I, we're going to head to a little place in Atlanta called Monday Night Brewing before we head to a little place called Augusta, Georgia, where we're going to have a pimento cheese sandwich at the Augusta National Golf Club. Yes, have to go to the home of the Masters. Because when you're in that area, you can't pass it up. Pimento cheese sandwich. I'm looking forward to that. And then, many days of smoking and beer drinking. Then back home for work. But I'm looking forward to that. No work for a few days. It's going to be awesome. That's all I got, guys. You know what? You keep it safe, huh, Mikey? Nick, check your dates. Matt, if you're listening, you too. Check your dates. And by all means, I hope you're having fun. All the fun. Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye.
I'm in Cameron Park.
Cameron Park. I mean, who named that? Cameron Park. The parents of Cameron.
Name it after our son.
Yeah, they're like, how about we name it after Cameron? Thank you, Wazoo. Yeah, let's remind Matt, like, bro, check your dates.
Check your dates.
Because he might start forgetting. He's like, I haven't been on the show in a while, dude. I don't check my dates anymore.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
thank you, Wazoo. Look out, Georgia. Wazoo is there. And he's learning barbecue tips. He's trying to go up against Junior Beer. I heard.
Dang. Pork butts for
pork butts. Oh, speaking of Chew Your Beer, you have a lot of synergy.
What is the perfect pour, Chew Your Beer? This is like my fifth attempt at kept messing up. Oh. But perfect pour. Matt, there you go again, homie. I'm not going to redo it. Nick and Mikey, how you about this doing, Holmes? Rotating chair, make it happen. We're in a drought, homie. Southern California, Northern California, Central California, all of California's in a drought.
Thank you for mentioning.
I'm in a drought, homie. My house is in a drought. I have no more beer, homie. As a matter of fact, check it out, homie. What am I drinking?
Lager.
I'll let you guess what I'm drinking. I'll tell you after this voicemail. I'm in a drought, homie. I have no beers except for what I'm drinking now. My beer fridge took a shit. I need stickers. DM me on Untappd and send me your stickers. Some people gave me some cool ideas to put my stickers on magnets so I can peel them off whenever my beer fridge takes a dump and I don't lose my stickers. But my idea is a lot better. I'm sticking my stickers on my beer fridge because that gives me an opportunity to go visit more breweries and get more stickers, homie. So I have to get more and replenish them. So, you know, to each his own. I think it's more expensive to go buy magnets and then stick them on there and cut them out and all that.
I just
put them on my beer fridge. So I'm in a beer drought. California's in a water drought. I visited Shadow Grove. My last voicemail that I left you was about visiting a brewery that had shitty beer. Shadow Grove has amazing beers. Homeless Ordinary Bitter was amazing. Their Light Bitter was amazing. Their IPA, their West Coast was fucking bomb. They had a dope ass hazy. Their porter was amazing. It was so roasty and thirst quenching and light but crisp and roasty. Awesome place. The quick little thing. The inside looks like you're in Alice in Wonderland or some shit like that. Not really, but it feels like you are. They have wood paneling fencing, and then through the fence, they got these branches coming out and kind of giving you like if you're being swallowed by a forest, homes. Pretty dope spot. It's tiny, but they have cool little locations where you can hang out with the people you're getting drunk with. What else?
It's like Rainforest Cafe. About
that. Stickers, yeah. Send me stickers, DM me on Untap again, Holmes. What am I drinking? Once again, I'll take another sip. Maybe you found out. Check it out. All right, here
it's
you go.
It's thicker than a lager, dude.
Superior Light Beer, Michelob Ultra. Yeah, oh, that's no! What I'm drinking. 2.6%, 2.6 carbs and 95 calories, 4.2 ABV.
What are you doing, dude?
I'm drinking this because this is what people brought over to my house for Memorial Day. I barbecued a brisket. I made some ribs. And they fucking brought this shit as beer home. So that's all I got. They drank
craft
all my
beer.
Good stuff.
Give them some Michelob
and they
Ultra.
Left me a fucking 24-pack of Michelob Ultra.
Tough, I heard Holmes. You love craft beer, too.
Beer drop. Here's my house. Ultra. Send me stickers. Send me beers.
Champagne
beer. This is True Your Beer. You had to watch it. Oh, rotating chair. Make it happen, man. I nominate the first person, Zach. I want to hear it from Zach. Get Zach in that chair. You had to watch it. Peace out. Oh, send me Zach stickers. I need some Zach stickers, Tioga stickers. Please hook it up, homies. And some Perfect Pour stickers. I had to watch it. Peace out. All
right. I'll meet you.
That's a good one. Pull there. Get Zach, Steven and Zach on.
Yes.
The Steven and Zach Skype. So you do have to, Skype if you're a rotating, if you want to be a rotator guest.
Rotator series.
The Perfect Pour Rotator series. If you would like to be in the Perfect Pour Rotator series, you have to be Variance. Up late at night.
Yes.
Early Friday morning.
Early Friday morning.
Also known as late Wednesday night.
Asterisk, fine print, late Wednesday night.
So you got to be okay. Because, you know, I would think, like, first, if I'm a listener, I'm like, why do you not have Chew on, like, once in a while at least? Mm-hmm. Chew's in bed right now. As we're doing this right now, Chew's sleeping. So, because I know Chew gets up hella early.
Yeah, right. He beats the podcast drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's there. Like, I have it set on a normal week. I have the podcast set as 4 a.m. drop, 4:04. I just think it's a cool number, 4:04 a.m. on Friday.
Who else is up that time of day?
Pacific time.
Pacific time.
And Chew's like, if it's like not, if it's like 5:30 and Chew's like, what the fuck? Where's the show? Like once in a while, something will mess up. And he's like, dude, are you guys dead? I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, man. Then I'm waking up right then. I'm like, oh, what happened? It didn't.
I
forgot to hit save when I was the show. I'm like, technical difficulties. Stupid Podbean and their hosting service. Gosh, darn it.
Fourth wall.
Well, thank you, Chew. Let's get Chew, Chew Your Beer on the social medias and Untap.
Yeah.
Give him some stickers, man. He's ready for beer stickers.
Stickers.
I was thinking, he's talking about, you know, stickers on your beer fridge, and then, like, when your beer fridge takes a quack. My beer fridge is quacking up. And you can't use it anymore. Like, if it's done, then you take the door off and then you display the door somewhere cool in your garage or whatever, or in your family room, you know, as one does. Like, babe, we're going to put my the beer fridge's door in the family room. Excuse me? Yeah, it's got a lot of cool stickers. You're welcome. Yeah.
Did you not see the stickers?
But yeah, if you've got the space in your garage, take the door off and then now you've got this permanent art display, and then you get your new beer fridge and you start doing that. So Chew, I hope you didn't throw out that old refrigerator door. I hope you saved it like a sane person.
Yeah.
I have the same thing in the studio here. I have a door, the outside door, and it has stickers all over the door. It's not filled yet. And then stickers on the outside of the door, which, you know, probably was a mistake to do because, you know, one day I'll move, I guess. And like, what am I going to do then? Like, either I'm going to have to clean them up or I'm going to have to leave them for the next owner and be like, there you go, bro. Got a whole wall of beer stickers, huh? So,
I don't know. We'll figure out how to cut that wall.
So, yeah, it's good to put it on something that you can remove and take with you, like a beer fridge door.
Hence why all my stickers are in a shoebox.
Yeah, you just can't.
I cannot commit.
You can't commit.
I can't make that.
You're like, whoa. Like, what if I put a sticker on what? Then I can't use it in another place. So, yeah, I'll just put it in the drawer and never use it.
Yeah, let it suffer for 10 years and then I find it one day.
Yep. I have that issue as well. Thank you, everyone, for contributing to the show. Remember, you can do it, too, if you got a poor report of some sort. Let us know.
You just rhymed.
I didn't mean to do it. Poet didn't know it.
Poet. Didn't even think about it.
That's good. That's some good dad humor right there. Did you use Untappd last week? You did not use Untappd.
Oh, hell no.
This week, did you use it?
I did not again.
Oh, my gosh. You've gone 2 weeks without using Untappd?
2 weeks.
What in the hell?
I know. This is nuts. Untappd's worried about me.
Yeah, they're like, I guess we shut this guy down?
Yeah, do we? I mean, he's so close to 2,000 uniques. Do we let him ride for another year?
It does have a decent amount of uniques. Do you remember any beers you had?
Yeah, I harvested one of my Wazoo donations because it was just a beautiful Saturday night in the backyard, and I needed a beer.
Wazoo be okay with that.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about this beer on the podcast. And guess what I didn't do? Remember the name of the beer. It was the Hazy IP. I don't know if you had a duplicate of this.
There was a couple.
It was in a pink label.
No.
Hazy IPA from Slice.
It must have been a big hitter because I think I pushed the heavy alcohol ones on.
Yeah. Upwards of 8, if not more than that.
Wazoo probably knows what it is.
Right. I left it in the can because I was like, I don't want to see the haze, but it tasted very nice.
I said left it in the can.
Left it in the can. She likes it when I leave in the can. Other than that, we had graduation parties to attend. This is a May. Season. May is an insane month for my family.
Season, baby.
Birthdays. Galore.
Birthdays.
And then this year in particular is graduations. I did have some Coors banquet beers at one graduation party.
God,
you didn't, because that was the flavor of the evening. Yeah.
All right, situational.
Yeah, it was either Coors or Coors Light, so full strength.
good job. I mean, that banquet beer, that label, Coors banquet beer, it has some gravitas. It has some pull, so it's sort of like Guinness in that sense of like,
okay,
you're like, all right, I can
iconic.
You can kind of like look,
or some, you know, legacy there.
Yeah, you can kind of look the other way and be like, all right, that's cool. All right, tin can. All right,
Yeah, so that was Friday night. Saturday night was a better stocked beer fridge. So I had some General Shermans that evening, along with a Society Butcher.
Nice.
Yeah.
How'd you check the date on that, though?
No, but it's a stout, so who cares?
Yep. The definitely the advantage of stout drinker is checking the date is not as important. It's still a thing.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's like, still a thing.
A 3-month-old stout is just fine.
Yeah.
Not
going to be disappointed.
3-month-old IPA might suck.
Yeah. Dump it.
Yeah.
Recycle that full. Don't even bother to dump it. Just recycle it.
Throw it on some, pour it over your chicken and throw it in the trash.
Smoke the meats in the brine. Beer brats. There you go. Beer brats. Beer you brat. Can boil them in beer.
How long does it take to boil the beer?
What?
Does beer take any longer than flat water to boil? Is it the same?
Good question. I've never timed it.
Well, get on that.
I'll get on it. We'll steam some crab legs and beer and see how it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boiling beer. Also, what happens too when you put it in your water bottle on a bike ride?
Pretty much. Don't do that. You think it's going to be fine. So.
Don't do it. Holiday weekend, long weekend.
Yeah.
I did not go to any Memorial Day parties or purchase any variety packs. So it's all status quo around here. Nothing new.
There's another Firestone variety pack with one different beer. A third one now. They're real. I mean, props to Firestone if they're doing this on purpose, but they're really appealing to the beer geek. They're like, we got a third one with a third different beer. You gonna buy it?
Gotta
get that beer. It's only in this one.
You like the others. Why don't you just do this too?
I almost did it yesterday too. I was like, you motherfuckers. But I'm down. I'm like, I don't want that many Firestones. I already just did this. I'm still trying to get through the couple of Union Jacks because I got to push that Union Jack in there.
Like, that one's still around? What?
Yeah. And they'll put it in the variety pack and you got to deal with those four Union Jacks. I'm like, that's fine, I guess.
Guess these are sitting till 4th of July.
Yep. Yeah, those get pushed for when the brother-in-law comes over. Like, bro, look at these Union Jacks I got. He's like, all right.
All right, fine.
I guess.
Get you drunk.
I'm like, oh, yeah, these Union Jacks are cutting-edge beer, craft beer. He's like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. These are the hot shit. These Union Jacks. Yeah. I mean, I would drink them, but I want you to have them.
They're too special.
Union Jack's fine. I'm just saying.
Right.
It's boring. That's all.
It's no Ruin 10. I mean, fucking ancient IPAs.
Yeah.
So that's my uniques. That's for what I've been caught drinking.
Go find the Nick Gady on Untap and watch him do nothing.
Go check in random beers.
Through his old beers.
Like, just scroll and see what catches your eye.
You're like, whoa, you drink that? I had a extra, extra, extra juicy bits Weldworks Nectaron. Yeah, wow. Weldworks, Colorado. Calling it Janine beer. Yeah, that was a good beer. It was a easy New England. I had a humble sea beer because it was a West Coast IPA. It wasn't a hazy beer.
What?
Yeah. It's called Humble Seas. And they got it at the out of the barrel right now if you're in Fresno. Mind Haze. So we'd planned on having family over on Memorial Day, but then we had a COVID thing happen, and that shut down. But before the COVID thing happened, I bought a 12-pack of Mine Haze at the Vallarta.
Nice.
The Vallarta supermarket. I had not been in Vallarta in a long time, so I was like, all right, what kind of craft beer they got here in Vallarta? And they didn't have much, and that Mine Haze 12-pack was one of the few crafty-ish things. So I was like, all right, I know my brother-in-law is going to be, he likes those straight-up hazies, those Mine Haze and the hazy little thing. He'll drink those all
day. Yeah.
So I'm like, right, this will be good. And I'll drink them too. They're not bad or anything. So I got that, but then it went bust. So then I'm stuck with the 12 pack of Mine Haze, but
shit.
I'll get through it. Don't worry.
Cringe and power through.
Great Notion. Some Great Notion showed up at Out of the Barrel. Portland's Great Notion at a Star Sower IPA. It was a New England double. Yeah, wasn't that great? I was kind of disappointed because Great Notion's so good. And I'm actually gonna get one of those here in a second. Actually, I'm gonna have to stop the show to do that. I meant to do that during voicemails and I forgot. Arrow Lodge Brewing did a collab called West Friends, and who is it? Oh, Ghost Town. I got that at Whole Foods. Ghost Town and Arrow Lodge did a collab. It's called West Friends. It's a West Coast IPA. I've been like really focused on, like, if I see a West Coast IPA that I haven't had, I'll buy it because I want to support West, like keep that West Coast energy up. And I really think there seems to be more West Coast. This has been happening over the course of the past year, really, but very slowly. But it is, to me, what I'm seeing is it is still on the upswing of West Coast coming back and taking some of the hazy energy away.
Ooh, the hazy.
It's small. But it's going up.
I've seen what you're seeing. There's a lot of West Coast single and double IPAs coming around, especially with New Glory. Yeah. They have an extensive West Coast line.
So it's slow, but it's happening. It is definitely happening. Hen House, a double IPA from Hen House called Billionaire Recluse. Got that at Whole Foods.
Noise.
And then I still had a little bit of that Alvarado Street haul I got thanks to the listeners of the show, and that 8.1 had that one. So all right, I'm gonna go get a beer here. I'm gonna go to the beer fridge, and I don't have the beer fridge mic on, so I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
Dang, what the hell.
All right, I got to commit to getting that beer fridge mic hooked back up in this week. So next week there'll be a beer fridge mic.
Gotta.
I love gold.
So I wanted to make sure this one happened because that Great Notion showed up and Out of the Barrel, which it occasionally does. It's not a regular thing, but. But usually it's like it's one of their like sours or fruit beers or weird stuff.
Yeah, I'm surprised at the number of sours they do.
Yeah. So not always their IPAs, but so when I see the IPAs, I'm just like, holy shit, let me have them. There was two of them, two different IPA variants. And nice. So I got one of each, or so I thought. I didn't look close enough because I just looked at the shelf tags. I looked at what was above the shelf tags. I didn't look at the beer. So I got And I kind of got screwed on the second one because the second one was not an IPA. It ends up being a tart ale with blueberry and vanilla. And it is called Double Blueberry Shake. So I got a blueberry tart ale instead of an IPA. And I'm going to have to fucking eat it. Like you can see, Nick, it's doesn't look like any IPA you've ever seen.
It's pulpy.
Yep. And it's like reddish, rosy. It's
thick.
Oh, and it smells like it too. Ah, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the variant syrup that they have at the IHOP.
Oh, it is. This is like boysenberry syrup on your pancakes.
Oh,
dang. Yep. Oh, wow.
Instant breakfast.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's fun. I guess I'm still having fun, which is the point of beer to me. And I hope you've all been having fun. It is good. It is not bad. I would not sit and drink this normally, but also it's like
tonight it's working.
Like, I mean, it's still fun to drink.
Cheers to Teoga Sequoia's own Lupe. She found me on Untappd.
Mm-hmm.
So she will be severely disappointed this week.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'm friends with Nick. This is going to be some crazy stuff on Untappd.
I can't wait to see what he checks in.
Nick's been a beer geek for a long time. He's on the Perfect Pour. They always talk about Untappd. He's going to do some cool stuff on Untappd and crickets.
We're doing it.
Just a big cricket on your
big
on your cricket profile on Untappd.
Where did my DMs go? What the hell, man?
Oh, who's been DMing Nick on the Untappd?
Hey, yeah, who has? Or who has not? Let's start with that list.
Yeah, you got to. You're Untappd DMs. You got to go on the bottom. Click the magnifying glass, the discover, and then you look at the top right and see if you have any messages there.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Well, cheers to Hilnir from Iceland.
Yeah.
Thank you. I did get my message. The Brothers Brewery. And cheers to my nephew. He graduated high school this week.
All right.
Class of 22.
West Side.
He is
Central.
West Side. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Cannon.
never mind. I take back my cheers. Kiss Kitty.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's the old cliche of don't blink because things will happen faster than you think. Mm-hmm. And holy shit, it's true.
He was just a little kid when this show started.
That's right.
Little 8 year old.
Yeah. That's very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now he's graduating high school and going to Fresno State, and it's like, oh, what the fuck?
Fresno State commit. So
drinking, teaching him about IPAs and how they put hops in them, so it made the boat ride go around the Southern Pacific, Southern Atlantic.
I heard that this week.
Oh no!
Did the Oh yeah, that's what they did. They really hopped up the beer so they could make it the India. I'm like, okay, yep. I'm like, okay, I know.
But, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I know, but like.
Yeah, but no. Okay.
Yes, but also not. Okay. It's like you're giving us an entry level information that it's that whole thing is just begone.
It's just not worth it.
It's its own monster, and I just don't even want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Cheers to anybody that's all the parents that have. Parents or guardians or relatives of someone graduating this year, high school. It's not as easy as we make it to be. You know, we're like, we have like in society, we're just like, well, of course you get your call or your high school diploma. That's just a given, but it's not a given. It's not fucking easy. And it's hard to like, that's 13 years of grinding for something. For parents and for the student, and we take it too lightly. I think so. Big cheers to all the grads this year.
Yeah, it's got to be tough. I mean, cheers to my sister for toughing that out. Oh, like man. You said, for 13 years, she did one hell of a job.
It's more work than that's let on, and for the parent and for the kid. So. Yeah, big cheers to all the graduates this year, man. And anyone that like didn't make it or getting their GED or just like needs to go back or whatever, you can do it. And cheers to that too. So
big cheers to all that. Also, listen to next week's episode when we figure out how to smuggle beer into a
yeah, graduation. I feel like we're going to get some ideas on like, all right, this is what you do for graduation ceremony. I mean, you could just be, it could be easy and just like, you can just bring in one of those Yeti kind of big bottles of like, people think you have water in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not.
It's just water.
And then that probably doesn't
take. Hey, can I drink your water?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. No, COVID.
Just prepared. This water has gone really, really
it's fermented.
Water fermented while we're out here in this heat. So be careful. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Not the kind of water you're used to. This is well water.
I put hops in my water.
You're used to that city water. This is well water. It's crazy.
This is what well water tastes like.
It's like, whoa, what is this? That's well water.
City slicker.
Yeah. You're from the city? Yeah. Yeah. This ain't that fucking tap water, dude. This is well water.
That's right. You ain't had water like this before.
Your son, come here. Try this. You never had water like this before.
Well, it was water at one
time. Yeah. It's a water variant.
Water variant.
Yep.
Minerals introduced for flavor.
Yep. Any more cheers?
That's my cheers.
All right. All our golden gods, we got to cheers them always and forever and such. And it's never enough.
Yes. Current cheers. Or previous, we always appreciate
our previous golden gods that have done it through the years and the ones that have just keep cranking it out. Big cheers to you, Chef. Chef has been a judge. I feel like Chef came back and then like he came back again this week. I don't know. Chef is up to some stuff there, but cheers to Chef. He like adjusted his stuff this week, I think is what happened. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
Cheers to Chef for being.
I adjusted my stuff too. It's interesting.
Yeah, a lot of adjustments were made this week.
Got a little hot in last weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. A little powder. Get a little talcum powder there. And all the Golden Gods, including Chef, big cheers to you. Everyone on the Friday night Zooms, there's still a Friday night Zoom.
What?
The little, with the, wow, the COVID
they've been
is,
doing that for 2 years now?
Yeah. Oh, well, I think over 2 years.
That was a pandemic thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and is it? Are we are past 2 years?
It's 2.5 coming years? Back a little bit there. The COVID's making a little, maybe a little death rattle, but who knows? But so, you know, there's a reason to stay home, and the whole reason that started was everyone staying home and drinking. So,
yeah,
the Friday night Zoom started with the Perfect Pour listeners that just get on Zoom and just hang out all evening, and there's no real set time. It's just like kind of starts in the evening on Friday nights and just goes, and you don't know. Usually somebody stays on and gets off, and it's just a fun Friday night hang. And you can do that. Just get on if you want to know the passwords and the whatnots. You can message us on Fridays, or you can go on the Discord channel, the Logger Line, or just on the Perfect Pours Discord. And usually somebody will post it on there. And if not, just message somebody that you think is involved, and we'll get you the information if you want to hang out on Friday nights and the Zoom. And cheers to the Pour'em on Facebook as well. And cheers to all our folks that share the show on their own social medias. Big thanks to you guys. Just the only way this show can keep getting more new listeners is through you guys. There's not much we can do. It's really up to you guys to get us to. It's up to you. It's your job now. Get us new listeners. But yeah, it's you talking about the show. However you can do it, that's what helps us. So really appreciate it. And cheers to BokenBailey.com, the bloggers, beer bloggers over on the other side of the pond. They've been doing that for 15 years now. So as a fellow blogger, I really appreciate that. So, and they have a really good blog. Obviously it's, you know, if you're in the UK, you'll get more out of it than you would here, but still it's a good read. And then cheers to Barrel House, a local Barrel House for 9 years. They've been doing it for 9 years.
Wow.
And cheers to them, and cheers to you, the listener of the show. Thanks for being here, hanging out with us.
Even Scotty B.
Even Scotty B, who might not be listening, but will still reference Scotty B until the day the show dies.
He's a pillar.
I'm going to be drinking my tart beer. And think about you.
I'll brush your teeth after that one.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to show up to work with purple teeth. I'm like, whoa, what's going on, Mike? I don't know, man. What's going on?
Whoa.
You COVID. Looked in the mirror? Nah, man. You looked in the mirror?
Yeah.
I looked in the mirror every day.
I got a match for you.
So have a great week.
Yes.
Be safe.
Of course. Please.
And have fun.
Okay.
But before all that, you gotta stop.
Drop and roll.
Take a deep breath. Drop, roll, and then turn your can over and
check your dates.